Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our subject is kingdom wisdom, and our text from Matthew 21 verse 33 to 44. The Bible says here another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it. Dug a press in it. He dug a wine press in it. And built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now, when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive his fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first. And they did likewise to them. Then last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably and leave his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruit in their season. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I want to finish with this verse. I want you to note it carefully. It says that therefore the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit of it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This beautiful parable is about the Jewish people refusing the kingdom message or the kingdom system Jesus brought, and Jesus turning it over to the Gentiles, who he says will bring him the fruit of the kingdom.
Now, where for Israel, my one, when your coupon said they were done, where did it say one woman dinner seminantum? Now, I done in an edition, my man for ah, and then na yenyan said ya yenyani.
So, the kingdom of God is likened to a garden or a farm. And this farm must show kingdom fruits. It must show kingdom fruits with time. Now, I want you to note something about the parable. That you can be in God's kingdom and not show to God the fruits of the kingdom. But we are all supposed to show to God the fruit of the kingdom. All believers are farmers in God's kingdom garden. And God is demanding fruit from the farmers of his kingdom or of his garden. Now I want to emphasize that he wants it with the passage of time. So if you are in God's kingdom, you must bring forth certain fruit. And it's going to depend on time. Because sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves. Because we think that we must all of a sudden be the perfect people that God wants us to
be.
But God wants us to grow to reach a place where bearing fruit will become something that is natural with us. So I want to say to you, that God is looking for his fruit, especially from people who have been with him for a very long time. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, I want us to note also that the word fruit was firstly used in the New Testament by the man who started to preach the kingdom message, John the Baptist. He said in Matthew chapter
3
that bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance. So fruit was used in the Bible, I should say in the New Testament, concerning your character or your trait, a trait that must befit the fact that you have repented. When our dear rest Jesus also came around in Matthew chapter 7, he also used the word fruit, and he used it concerning character and traits, a sign, a character that must follow you. He said that by their fruit you shall know them. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So I want you to understand the first understanding you must have concerning the word fruit. Because if you must teach something well, then you must define your words or the language, the meanings of your language, so that when you use the word fruit subsequently, like in Matthew chapter 21, you have used it in Matthew chapter 3, you have used it in Matthew chapter 7, concerning something, you have defined what fruit is about. So that when you talk about Matthew 21, where the kingdom of God must bring forth kingdom fruit in your life, then you understand what the fruit means.
Sa wo kyerade a na wo ye kyerekyerani a ya wa asem bia frane principal word na no na dam kra ba eh no na dam ene ti sa wo kyerade a se bia pese wo kan kotre ho asem a wo be kyerese dia kotre tie so ya bo a ne na mien se nyina da fom okutabodua ona ntiko nanim en na kotre odi we odi we wo nya kasa no ma ne nyina wi a afa wo sha se sa wo bo kotre di mpɛ obia nim sɛde awoka ho asɛm enti aduaba na woka sɛ yɛnsunu wɔ Matthew asɛmpa kyekyɛmu miensa ɔse yɛfa yɛsunu yɛ ban ho wokɔ Matthew asɛmpa 9 no so a ɔse wusunu wo ban enti woba Matthew asɛmpa 20 baako a saa aduaba na woka ho asɛm na yɛwusu ene wo ban ho asɛm ena ɔk.
I need to say this and establish it well.
Na I was saying because I say when I'm sinipi.
Based upon the Bible.
Ena monya mi asemso.
Because sometimes you can use the word fruit to mean other things.
One way here, sa ebiaban suye udi beja wa mani oma bebre.
It may not be wrong.
Ebia na enya de bonide.
But it must not depart from the fundamental first impression of the word fruit that was given to us in the Bible.
Na enwa se ekutia sa asem na okan ya ne ne tia sia sase a wode man yan e wo nyame asem no.
Because English language can make it a whole lot of give it a whole lot of meaning.
Se ufa brofo kasem na umia wani abia dictionary mu a asem ba ko no obeka ne bebre bia cheche bebre ba o hape.
If you read Revelation chapter
22,
we get to know that our Lord Jesus himself, who is the tree of life, bears 12 types of fruit. Every month he releases a fruit. So in the 12 months of the year, God wants to remind his children, those who belong to his kingdom. Every month of your year, that his priority is on bearing fruit or having a certain trait or character. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why today I want to discuss with you one fruit of the kingdom. That is called kingdom wisdom. It's important for you to understand kingdom wisdom. Because it is an important fruit of the kingdom. Actually, the hallmark of the kingdom is wisdom. Wisdom comes from two words, wise and dominion. It is ruling or having dominion through being wise.
And he said, I'll
say it again. Wisdom is ruling or having dominion, being in charge through being wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that kingdom wisdom is God's direction for you. At any point in time by which you can take control over a situation and rule over it. I will say it again. Kingdom wisdom that I'm sharing with you is God's direction for you. At any moment, at a point in time by which you can take control over a situation and rule over it. I want us to understand this very carefully. Because there is religious wisdom. And many people confuse it with this kingdom wisdom I'm talking to you about. But today I am sharing a wonderful news with you. That if you have the kingdom of God, if you belong to the kingdom of God, if you are born again, you can gain dominion or mastery over every situation of your life. This kind of wisdom comes from above. It is kingdom in nature. It belongs to the heavenly kingdom of God. Because there is a wisdom that belongs to the earth. That is why God qualifies a wisdom as coming from above. It's a kingdom wisdom. It transcends intellectual sense. It transcends common sense. And it transcends scientific sense. It is that wisdom that you need in your life. Because there is an end to common sense. Some places common sense cannot take you. Kingdom wisdom or kingdom sense can take you.
Hallelujah. Baby, what? Scientific
sense or knowledge also has a limit. But there is no limit to the kingdom wisdom.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I want you, if you are a believer, to understand that you have kingdom wisdom already in you. But you must know what you have. Because if you don't know what you have, if you cannot put a finger on what you have, you will crave for it. But you have it already. And you will pray as if you don't have it. And you will behave in your life as if you don't have it. And you will put a limitation over the dominion God wants you to have in this life. Over the situations of your life. Because all that you apply is common wisdom. All that you apply is intellectual wisdom. All that you apply is scientific wisdom. But they belong to the earth. And the devil is able to attack all this type of wisdom. Common sense, intellectual sense, scientific sense, they are good. We must live by common sense. But they are limited. And they will not give us the rule or the dominion the way that God wants His kingdom people to have rulership in this world. So let me give you six types of wisdom. And I'm going to describe it to you so that you can learn to differentiate kingdom wisdom from the six that I'm going to describe to you. When you know these six religious wisdom, wisdom that belongs to this world, then you will steer away from it in the sense of going beyond it, living your life beyond it to tap into kingdom wisdom. Because all unbelievers, all human beings on this earth can have access to religious wisdom, the six that I'm going to describe to you. What gives people of the kingdom the edge in this world as far as they are ruling is kingdom wisdom. It's not just to live your life by the six religious wisdom I'm going to show you, but to go beyond it into kingdom wisdom so that you can have some leverage over other people, over every situation of your life.
Hallelujah. Na se wo ye gidi ni dia ene na wo se wunya ahini enu munyansa ekutra sa nyansa huru nsie ameba be kirewe eno na ma ye yesunkwa no na ma ye tumidi nkunim ene na ma nipa hu se we ye onyame nkrofo se sa nyansa nsie usua e wo se wo kotra sa nyansa nsie.
Very quickly, I will say that the first religious wisdom is the wisdom of the wise.
Na de di kan ye nyansafo nyansa.
It is in the Bible. The phrase, the wisdom of the wise, is a phraseology in the Bible. Write 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. It tells us about the wisdom of the wise. This is the wisdom of sages. Wise people, thinkers. You know, in this world, there are some people endowed with the wisdom of the wise. In the past, we have had people like Plato, like Aristotle, like people that we say are wise people.
Na edinya kase asofo bo ye yanka no enkrofo ye tumi kase wo mu wo nyansa.
They have come out with a system of governing human beings like democracy, rule of the people, by the people, everything is people. I mean, that is wise, isn't it?
Na wo mu no ma tena se akase ye si bibi de hwan de mo hwan krasi eno na se o man no se wudi so a enkrofo a wo mu ne bo mo wadi so for the people enkrofo no na edi so by the people enkrofo no na by the people.
Hallelujah. And the wisdom of our elders belong to this type of wisdom. Like ancestral wisdom. There are some people who are always talking and they say, as our elders have said. And they put down a very deep wisdom. It is wonderful. Most of it are in Proverbs. I know somebody who speaks like that. Yeah, when he's talking with you, I mean, in 5 minutes, he has released like five Proverbs of wise people, our elders who have gone, you know, and they have come out with these wonderful things to govern our lives. Sometimes this type of wisdom is called house wisdom. You know, and you see it in the lives of people who have lived with elderly people. Uh-huh. You live with somebody who is 90 years old. Uh-huh. You know, a lady who has lived with their great-great-grandmother, when the lady is relating with you, you see that this person has interacted with the wisdom of the wise. Mm. Somebody has brought her up in a certain way. I pray that you get a woman like that.
Amen.
A woman who has got what we call house wisdom.
There
are some people, they talk as if they don't have house wisdom.
I know
very intellectual people who are like that. Let's move on. I just want you to understand something. That kingdom wisdom is not this type of wisdom of our ancestors. It goes beyond that. The second religious wisdom I'll talk to you about is the wisdom of the world. It's in 1 Corinthians 1:20. Wisdom of the world. Now, if you read 1 Corinthians 1:20, the word that is translated world, the Greek word that is translated world, is the word cosmos, and is talking about the orderly arrangement on earth. So this world has been arranged in a certain way. From the time you wake up in the morning till you go to bed at night. When you wake up in the morning, there is a wisdom that you have to live with. It is that you must drink some water, not so. And then you must brush your teeth. And you must shower. And you must dress up. And you must do your house chores. These are the orderly arrangement of men. It is wisdom to live your life by them. This is the wisdom of the world. We can call it natural wisdom, because it is wisdom that we get from nature. Nature or created things show us what to do and how to even keep creation around and not destroy our environment. It is the wisdom of the world. But this is not kingdom wisdom. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This type of wisdom must be in your life. Wisdom of the world must be in your life. Natural wisdom must be in your life. But I want you to know that nature has fallen. So there is a limit to natural wisdom. That is why you need kingdom wisdom. Or wisdom from the heavenly kingdom. That where natural wisdom is limited and cannot give you mastery over your finances and cannot help you to overcome the difficulties in your marriage and in raising your children, kingdom wisdom will come in and will give you perfect success, if you like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the kind of wisdom, fruit that God wants us to bear as people in his kingdom, is not the wisdom of this world. It goes beyond it. The third type of wisdom that belongs to this earth is the wisdom of men, or human wisdom. You can find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Wisdom of men, or human wisdom. There are many believers who are experts in human wisdom. This type of wisdom is mental in nature. It borders on psychology. Where you study human beings and the way that they behave. This is the wisdom of men.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.